Every week or so, someone stops by Brookford Farm in Canterbury and finds the little building near the chicken coop where Dame Percy makes bread and asks him if he'll teach them how to do it.
Which sound just has like a romance variable in it that I try to extinguish as soon as possible by saying, well, can you use a chainsaw?
He'll show his potential student how to load and light the freshly cut wood in the brick oven, and then explain his two-day bread-making process.
Day one, when I'm doing the dough, is the fire day.
Percy's goal on fire day is to get the temperature sensor buried an inch deep in the upper dome bricks to climb over 600 degrees. Then he lets the fire die.
And you don't want fire in your bread oven, and that's a big misconception.
If Percy's would-be apprentice makes it past the chainsaw and fire lessons, he'll show them how to mix dough by hand, a stage where it seems a little romance is reintroduced.
And I don't want to overemphasize the spirituality of it, but I certainly would say that my deepest reasons for not having a mixer are spiritual. Yeah. I mean, that sounds, like when I say it, wicked campy, but I think that I want somebody in here to just get worked.
Getting worked by hand-mixing dough in 5-gallon buckets for hours at a time is how Percy got his start making bread.
And I had this existential, kind of crisis, I guess, in my late 20s, and I started baking bread rather than doing the thing I was doing.
And the thing he was doing was oceanographic chemistry. But
it's unfortunate I got stuck in a string of labs that it was just me, and it was kind of isolating. I mean, I have this figure I'm all by myself now, but at the time, it just wasn't conducive to where I wanted to be.
So he left the ocean and moved to an intentional community in Pennsylvania, and for the next 4 years, learned how to make bread from Saul and Natalie Schwartz.
You have to understand that the two people that I was working with are probably the two most beautiful people I've ever met. So there was nothing but support from them the whole way. To join them or to do this somewhere else,
Percy says the kind of bread he now makes comes by way of California, but follows along from an old European method, which means the final rustic result can look a little unfamiliar.
And I gotta say, giving that to New Hampshire was very difficult. Culturally, there's a certain appeal to tradition, and not that this isn't untraditional bread. But it took a lot of conversations with people, i.e. my customers, to let them know everything's going to be okay.
And the biggest obstacle his bread customers face.
The criticism has been and probably will always be the darkness, right? Because the oven has the ability to hold a lot of heat, which has the ability to give it a lot of color. I also like a lot of character on the bread.
Making bread in this way is for Percy a bit like making art.
When you open that door and the bread is done and you hit the mark, that's a great day. That's like, when Picasso finishes his art and throws the brush in the on the table or something. It's like done. Sell it for $1 million, That's kind of the way I think about it, but with a lot less money being exchanged.
$6 a loaf, to be exact. And when Percy's done, he doesn't have any brush to throw. Just more wood to cut, more fires to start, more dough to mix.
100% organic ingredients, 100% natural leaven, 0% famous,
For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.